It's Nitin, and you're on InsurTech 101 podcast today. Here we talk insurance and technology in insurance, problems and solutions, and what is out there, may it be interesting use cases, listening from experts, and answering some of your questions. Sponsored by Yours, an InsurTech based out of Singapore, helping big brands in insurance with innovative digital solutions in consumer experience, underwriting, claims, pricing, and much more. Contact them at help@yours.com.sg. Today, we are very happy to have Priyaranjan Thyagarajan to our show to dig deeper on this topic of CX or customer experience. Hey Raj, maybe you want to take a couple minutes to introduce yourself. So glad to have you here.
Hi Nitin, likewise, thank you so much for having me on the show. My name is Raj, and I've been in insurance largely for the last 20 years or so, delivering strategic engagements across the region, both in Africa and Asia Pacific. I've had the privilege of working with some great industry leaders and in the process involved in working with very high performing multicultural teams, which together with myself have kind of delivered some extensive complex engagements across the region.
Thanks a lot, Raj. Really humbled for you to be on this show. And since we are on this topic about CX, how do you think insurers and reinsurers have improvised on this rising need for superior customer experience? I mean, now you talk to the customers and they're looking at brands such as Apple or Tesla, and they want a similar experience from an Allianz or an AXA. What do you think?
I think the industry has adapted well, given the current pandemic situation. What they've done, they've moved from an offline kind of a experience to an online experience or digital experience. Whether they are providing the excellent customer experience that some of the others like Apple or Tesla are doing, not yet. That's a journey that they've embarked on now, and hoping to fulfill that in the coming years.
Gotcha. And is there something in specific that you feel that you've seen in this pandemic era of working where the customer journeys have slightly been tweaked or improvised for the better in terms of channels and business functions?
Moving towards from a distributor-centric to a more customer-centric kind of model now, where insurers are focused on their customers. As you know, insurance is highly intermediated, at least the life insurance is highly intermediated. So distributor was key. But that said and done, some of them are looking at moving towards providing that X factor and experience, where experience centricity becomes critical in the whole customer journey.
Gotcha. So now, you know, with your experience, of course, you've been in insurance many years, especially last few years, and now in management consulting. Who do you think is like a leader in this domain in, you know, for CX? You know, and I'm not only focusing on insurance, but, you know, we could look at FMCG, media, etc.
For me, the ride-hailing companies have done fairly well when it comes to customer experience. They've done, the ride-hailing experience or food delivery experience pretty cool. You know, it's so easy to navigate through the whole journey, and it's pretty, you feel excited going through that whole process. Some of them, like the Grabs of the world, are also entering into the financial services space. And it's a wait and watch for me to see how they provide customer experience once they move into more brick and mortar kind of products and solutions.
Got it, Raj. Got it.
May I ask you a question, Nitin? By the way, sure. What do you think or how do you think CX is evolving in the insurance industry? Since, you've been in this space for quite some time as well. Great to have your thoughts, buddy.
Sure. So from our end, I think the focus now is shifting not only from the onboarding, but also on the servicing part, where we want to, especially in general insurance, we want to actually pay out claims, for example, instantly, or do the endorsements, either financial or non-financial, right by, you know, the app or on the web rather than using paper, etc. And another thing that's coming across is like embedded insurance, where, you know, with a click of a button in a non-traditional point of sale, you can, buy an insurance product. So that's where we see, you know, a lot of action happening within the region. And
you made a very interesting point, embedded insurance. You know, I think we are in an age where, you know, that's going to become pretty much the norm in the coming years, because it should move away from large scale intermediation to disintermediation. And one way of doing that is embedding insurance with other products and propositions. And I think that's a pretty much a great way to go forward for such a traditional industry.
Exactly, Raj. And again, Raj, thanks. You know, I'd like to really thank you for joining us today. Your perspectives on CX, as well as, you know, the way forward. I see a lot of passion amongst, you know, yourself, myself, to actually digitalize insurance. So hopefully, you know, we'll have you again on the show. And for all our listeners, thanks for listening to us on this episode. I would like to take leave for now, but if you'd want to collaborate with us, please reach us at help@yours.com.sg. And until then, again, a big thank you from yours to Raj and our listeners, and from the Lion City, Singapore. Until next time, have a good one.
Thank you.
Thanks.